Robert Davi, honor Charlie Kirk by tempering your righteous indignation with truth, courage, and love. By Robert Davi on September 12, 2025. Charlie Kirk gave his life not out of hate but love. My first reaction to his assassination was to go nuclear on the left because of what my dear friend and brother Andrew Breitbart called righteous indignation. The left in America has lied, spewed hatred, lawlessness, violence, and sedition. Charlie was a man of peace, truth, and courage. His whole essence was one of living a life based on Jesus Christ. While my own initial response was of rage, I bended knee and asked God for a way forward. I had a grandfather and a younger sister murdered, and while I wanted to avenge their deaths, my Catholic upbringing and prayer quenched my raging soul. My being violent was not the answer. I found myself feeling the same over Charlie's murder. But prayer once again led me to a more powerful and positive place. I thought deeply of Charlie and Turning Point USA. He is a biblical figure, and his message was clear. To defile it with hatred would not honor him. What does honor him is a call to action. I thought of Shakespeare's speech from Henry V, which is a call to battle. I rewrote it applying what Charlie Kirk stood for and was martyred for. Here is a call to action, a call for righteous indignation. But using truth, courage, and love as the ultimate weapons in the battle not only for the soul of America but for mankind. Thank you, Charlie, Turning Point USA, and all who understand. Do not be afraid, do not hate, but battle we must. As angels against the forces of evil who want to sow hatred, division, and violence. I hope you receive this with wisdom, the kind of wisdom Charlie Kirk gave the youth he so loved and gave his life for. Inspired by Shakespeare's Henry V. Once more unto the breach, dear friends, once more. Or close the wall up with our righteous martyr's blood. In peace, there's nothing so becomes a soul. As faith and humble love for God. But when the lies of tyrants tear our country apart. Then rise with Charlie's words and zeal, ablaze with truth. Stiffen your hearts, summon the blood with strength of grace and faith. Let holy fire burn through deceit's dark veil. Let your spirit shine with heaven's might. Let it blaze like beacons through the fog of lies. Bold as the cross that Christ himself did take. Unbowed by waves of malice and despair. Now lift up your hearts in prayers. And share in this cross we all must bear. Set your conscience free. And bend every spirit to its eternal height. On, on, you faithful heirs of Turning Point. Whose blood is stirred by Kirk's unyielding creed. Sons and daughters who, with him, stood tall. From campus halls to nation's heart they fought. Now unsheath your swords of truth to win the day. Shield his wife and children, covered them with love. Dishonor not his mission, now attest. That Charlie's vision lives within your blood. Be now a light to those lost in the dark. Be not afraid to teach them how to stand. And you, good souls. Whose hearts were forged in America's promise. Show us here the medal of your sacred call. Let us swear you are worthy of his fight. For none among you lack the spark of courage divine. The gleam of God's own truth within your eyes. Confront the scribes of media's false tales. The Hollywood deceivers cloaked in charm. And politicians with seditious lies. Who lead astray the hearts of honest men. Their words, like venom, poison liberty's well. And purposely try to bring you all to hell. Reject their lies, and let truth's banner soar. I see you stand like warriors of the cross. Straining for the charge. The fight is now. Follow his spirit, and upon this charge. Cry God for Charlie, Faith, America, and Turning Point.